Father, I thank you, Lord, because the entrance of your word today not only will bring light and understanding, it'll be like a hammer. Hallelujah. Going to break some chains on here this morning and break through those burdens. Glory to God. And we trust that the people of God will receive the liberty, the redemption that's our portion in the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. So heavy burdens and evil yokes. Why do I call it evil yokes and not just yokes? Well, let me start there. Now, nobody can be yokeless. You know, it's not, nobody can be yokeless. You are either under the yoke of sin or the yoke of the devil and things like that, or you are under the yoke of the Lord. The Lord himself says, look, you know, learn of me, come and take my yoke upon you. So we see that there is good, there may be good yokes and evil yokes. That's why I put the word evil there before the yoke to qualify that. It's not every yoke that is evil. A yoke just means you're joined together in some way that you can't go this way or you can't go that way. You stay right there. So if we're yoked with the Lord, we don't turn to the left, we don't turn to the right, we stay right there with him. What he says we do, that's a good yoke. But the yoke of the enemy is so that we will not be able to be set free. And we will just be in bondage. So we're going to be talking about that. Heavy burdens and evil yokes. What does the Lord give us in return, you know, for that, or exchange for that rather? Exchange all that for liberty and redemption, you know, from all the works of the enemy. So let's we'll go through some scriptures. As Amana is in this series, just giving us scriptures that we can use as our ammunition. Okay, this is one scripture where we will start today, and I've spoken about this multiple times, you know, because some of these topics actually overlap, you know, and so we'll start again here in Exodus. I want to read a little bit of it here this morning. So in Exodus chapter 5, it says, and afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, said, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold their feast unto me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice and let Israel go? Well, we have some Pharaohs here in our lives today that feel like they can, you know, keep us hemmed in, jammed in. You know, they got the bars of iron, the gates of brass are holding us back. Yokes upon the neck of God's people and so forth. Say, well, you know, who is the Lord that will tell me to let you go free? You know, even when you try to stake your claim to liberty, Pharaoh will stand up and say, who? Well, let's see the ultimate showdown that, you know the story. God will show Pharaoh that he is the Lord. Hallelujah. And you will let my people go. And if you don't let them go, then well, I'm going to come against, Israel is my firstborn, the Lord said. You know, and you do anything to my firstborn, well, I'm going to kill yours too. And let's see who's going to have the upper hand. You cannot go against the Lion of Judah and win. He'll chew you up, you know. So I'm giving notice to the devil here this morning. You're going to have to let the people of God go. Hallelujah. Well, Pharaoh said, I'm not going to let them go. And, and they said, well, he said, well, I don't know the Lord. I don't care about him, nor his people, so-called people. And they said to him, the God of the Hebrews has met with us. Let us grow. Let us go. We pray thee. Just 3 days journey into the wilderness, desert, and sacrifice the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence and the sword. So, he said unto them, look, why are you letting these people from their works? Go back to your burdens. These are the things that the devil, he never wants you to get ahead. If you say, look, I am going to go serve the Lord, Pharaoh is going to come and say, look, you need to get back to your burdens. Now, these burdens are designed, intended to keep you, you know, from being, I'm having the ability to serve the Lord freely. Now, that's the intent. That's why I'm reading this story. And look at all the things that Pharaoh said. Well, you know, go back to your burdens. You know, you're not going to be free. Just go back to your burdens. Well, that's what he thought. Well, he's got another thing coming, but the Lord's going to show him. And Pharaoh said, look, behold, the people of the land are now many, and you are making them to rest from their burdens. He didn't like that. You know, I mean, when you hear, you know, the word of the Lord, such as what you're hearing this morning, that try to make you free from your burdens and let you know that you are free, the enemy, the devil, does not like it. Doesn't like it. Doesn't want you to be free. You know, so this is, we're in a war zone constantly, especially when you come out, you know, with these kind of messages. You know, the devil doesn't want the people to be free. He said, look, you know, these people, there are many, but you are making them to be, you know, get away from their burdens. You need, you and them, everybody need to go back to your burdens. You know, and so on. And he commanded the taskmasters the same day and said, ye shall no more give these people straw to make brick as heretofore. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. And yet the tale of bricks that they made before, you shall lay upon them still the same. You shall not diminish anything, you know, and for they be idle. They be idle. Therefore they say and cry, say, let's go sacrifice to our Lord. Let there be more work and more burdens laid in upon the man, that they may labor therein and not have time to regard vain words like worship and prayer and things like that. So this is the, this has been the, you know, SOP, standard operating procedure of the devil since forever. You know, he doesn't want you to have the time to worship the Lord. So if I put a lot of burdens on them, put heavy yokes on them that they have to deal with, they will not have time to even consider and say, let us worship the Lord. So you can see why I'm so excited and so fired up, you know, on this topic, because the people of God need to be free and we need to worship the Lord. We can't let, you know, burdens and yokes and things like that hold us back, you know, but sometimes people don't know that they, you know, are yoked down with these things, you know, and sometimes we put our necks, you know, under these yokes ourselves, either foolishly or whatever, you know, or the devil put some more upon you to make sure that you don't have any, you know, any time, you know, for to serve the Lord. But I guarantee you, one way or another, after you hear this today, you'll be set at liberty. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty for the sons of God. 2 Corinthians 3:17. But I'll get to that. You know, so, you know, I wanted to just show you, and you've heard me speak about this, but I wanted to show you that this is the tactic. This is the number one tactic of the devil to try to keep people from serving the Lord. You know, represented here in Pharaoh, he said, look, you know, when they are idle, then they will be thinking, he called it vain words. Then they will be thinking, well, let's go serve the Lord. You know, but if you can put more things on them that they can deal with. And so the devil himself, he also calls a council, you know, of his demonic spirits and the fallen angels and all these things, and calls them and say, look, look at all these people. They are spreading. You know, they are many. You know, they're believing God, they're talking about Jesus, and so forth. And they are worshiping and doing all these things. Look, what are we going to do? what are we going to do? I am resolved what we shall do. Let's go down there, make sure that they do not have time to serve the Lord. Increase their burdens. Put yokes. If you can't get a hold, if you can't get them, get their children. Can't get them, get their grandchildren. Get their spouses. Get this, get that, you know. Make sure they are yoked and burdened, and they will not have time. You know, all this business of them going to the house of the Lord, getting up early in the morning to praise the Lord and so forth, you know, going to prayer meeting, going to the walking with God and so on. No, you know, why do you sit back and let them do these things? Go down there and ensure
that they have more burdens.
Those are the tactics of the enemy. You know, he doesn't want us to be free to serve the Lord. But the Lord has his own counsel too. Praise God. Yeah. You know, the devil has no originality in himself. He only copies what the Lord does. The Lord has his own counsel. The Lord gives charge over those angels and say, hey, you know, see my daughters and see my sons. See how they desire in their hearts to serve me. That's right. And see how this wicked devil is trying to put stumbling blocks in their way and different things upon them that they will not serve me. You go down there and strengthen them. Hallelujah. Praise God. You go down there and stand watch and stand guard over them. And you go down there and create situations. Hallelujah. For them that will give them an escape route. Show it to them also. The Lord has his own, you know, his own counsel. The devil has his. And what is your counsel? You know, the other day we're talking about, you know, your adversary versus your advocate and your, what is your own verdict? Well, now you know the plans of the enemy. Well, that's, those are his plans. That's the way it was then. And that's the way, you know, it still is now. But let's see, let's hear the answer of God to that. You know, the answer of God comes point blank in this verse, Leviticus 26 and 13. That's right. The Lord said, look, this is not your portion that you should be bondmen and yokes should be on your necks and different things. You know, Lord said, look, he said to them, I am the Lord, your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that ye should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you to go upright. Glory to God. You know, when they put those heavy burdens on the people, they cannot even stand upright. Their backs are bent over because there's, you know, too much weight on their backs that they have to carry and so on. We yoke them in their necks. Instead of oxen, they yoke the people like, you know, the beasts of burden, you know. I mean, people have beasts of burden that they use, you know, like oxen and, you know, and so forth to, you know, to yoke them together to plow the fields and so forth. But the devil said, no, I'm going to yoke these people together, put burdens on them, and they will do this so that they won't have time on their hands to think about serving the Lord. But the Lord's response is, I am the Lord your God that I brought you forth out of the land of Egypt. Did the Bible say that Jesus went to the cross and broke and make an open show of principalities and power? Did he do it? Well, absolutely. 1 John 3:8 tells us that Jesus came to break the works of the devil, came to destroy those works. And, you know, when we were dealing in the verdict series, we talked about the devil, you know, having been even, you know, disgraced, having been, dethroned, haven't been disarmed, haven't been defeated, and haven't been destroyed, you know, but he doesn't want you to know it, you know, and so on. So Colossians, you know, we're told that Jesus, he made an open show of principalities and powers. He did not even do it in a corner. Hallelujah. He did it openly. He spoiled principalities and powers. So let's spoil some this morning. Let's spoil some spoilers on here this morning. Glory to God. This is what Jesus did. He blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. And he took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. That is Colossians 2 and 14. And verse 15 says, and having spoiled principalities and power, not that he's going to do it, he did it already. He spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, and he triumphed. Oh, glory to God over them. And that's for you. Did it for you. Praise God. Did it to set you at liberty. Therefore, be not entangled again with the yoke of devil's bondage, or those evil yokes. Well, let's see some more scriptures here that give us the right ammunition, you know, in this battle against heavy burdens and evil yokes. Hallelujah. Psalm 55 and verse 22. Remember, we are dealing with the devil putting heavy burdens on God's people and evil yokes, and we are looking at God's response. You know, what is the Lord's response to these things? And the enemy tried to put upon us to keep us from serving the Lord freely. You know, so that's what we are looking at. Praise the Lord. Cast your burden, he says, upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. And he will never suffer the righteous to be moved. Praise God. You know, the psalmist said this thing, and clear in the New Testament, in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. And he says exactly the same thing. Cast your burdens on the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. You know, don't try to go it alone. You can't do it. You know, Jesus said himself, without me, you can't do nothing. I mean, the weight is going to be too much for you. You're going to try to go and you're going to fall. You won't be able to do it. It's too heavy for you to bear, but cast it upon the Lord and he will sustain thee. And we've read this Psalm 89 verses 22 to 26 a few times, but we should read it again. The enemy shall not exact upon you. You know, all this determination. I mean, why did the people rage, take counsel against, you know, why do the devils rage and take counsel against the Lord's anointed and say, put yoke upon their necks and so forth? Well, here's the Lord's response. Those things shall not work against you. Praise the Lord. But, you know, you need to have the wisdom and understanding of how to battle, you know, battle the onslaught of the devil. You know, sometimes we are the ones, you know, through foolishness, to put our own necks under the burden. But the Lord will give you, you know, the victory and understanding of how to escape those things. Praise the Lord. Let's read it again in Psalm 89. It's a good one to read. You know, this was a blessing of the, what you might call, the sure mercies of David, but it goes for us as well. You know, I have found David, my servant, and I have anointed him with my holy oil, he said. With my hand have I established him, and also my arm shall strengthen him. That's Psalm 89, verses 20 and 21. And then look at what he pronounced. Well, this is for you, too. The enemy shall not exact upon you, nor the son of wickedness. He won't exact, you know, all these burdens and things. No. Son of wickedness shall not afflict you. And I, the Lord, will beat down your foes before your face and plague them that hate you. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with you. And in my name shall your horn be exalted. Glory to God. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, beautiful things. I will even set your hand also in the sea and your right hand in the rivers. You will cry unto me saying, thou art my father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Can you do it like David did? Well, absolutely. You know, and the Lord said, well, if you know how to do it, I will make you my firstborn. Glory to God. My firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. And mercy will I keep for him forever. My covenant shall stand fast with him. You know, that's it. That's for you too. The Lord said, I will make you my firstborn. Hallelujah. And I will keep my mercy and my covenant with you forever. Praise the Lord. Now, no matter what the enemy is planning, God is planning something even greater. Psalm 107, verses 15 and 16. You know, and there is a song that we sing from this psalm, you know, that the Lord has broken the yoke, and he has cut asunder the bars of iron and things like that. Now, this is God's response. Oh, that man will praise the Lord for his goodness. The psalmist, he lamented. You know, he said, look, I wish that people would really praise the Lord. And for his wonderful works to the children of men. Why? because he has broken the gates of brass, has cut asunder the bars of iron, and no yokes of iron, yokes of wood, heavy things that are devil put upon you, the Lord has cut them asunder, and they have broken them already. And we ought to praise the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, devil doesn't like this, but, you know, so what? You know, here's what the Bible says again in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 4. Talking about the Lord's deliverance and liberty and redemption for us in place of all the things that the devil tried to put upon you from time to time. And I can name many of them, you know. But the Lord is the one that has broken the yoke of the devil's burden. Listen to this. Isaiah 9 and 4. Glory to God. He said, "For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of the oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, sir, and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with a burning and fuel of fire." Now, you know, garments rolled with blood on either side of the battle, that's usually how it is. But this battle, no, the Lord is going to consume the enemy. It's going to be a consuming fire. And you are in his camp, and he's going to roll over the enemy. Praise the Lord. He's going to set us free. He already did. And we must, you know, walk in that liberty. We must enforce that which the Lord has already done for us. Broken the yoke of the devil's burden off our necks in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. And how does he do it? Well, Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27 will tell you that he does it by the anointing. That's exactly how he does it. "It shall come to pass," the Lord said. That's right. You know, this yoking that the devil puts upon us, "It shall come to pass in that day, such as today, that the devil's burden shall be taken off of thy shoulder, and his yoke from thy neck, and that yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." Praise the Lord. The anointing is what breaks the yoke. You heard it said. And what is that anointing? Well, 1 John chapter 2 and 27 will tell you what that anointing is. He said, you know, "The anointing which you have received is no lie." You know, it's the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. "It'll be with you." Say, "Let that be with you which you have heard from the beginning. Let it remain in you," and so forth. You know, and he said, look, "The anointing which you have received of him will abide in you, and it is called the Holy Ghost." Because he says, "He's the anointing that teaches you all things." That's what Jesus said. John 16 and 13. That's how we know this is the Holy Ghost. They say, "When his Holy Spirit comes, he will teach you all things. He'll show you, teach you into all truth, guide you into all truth, teach you all things, show you things to come." And John, you know, John wrote that other gospel, and he's saying the same thing here. Holy Spirit is that anointing, and he's the one that breaks the yoke. Hallelujah. Break the yoke in Jesus' name. Well, again, let's read Isaiah 14. You know, verses 24 and 25. Now, these are scriptures for you to use as your ammunition against heavy burdens. You know, let me talk a little bit about these heavy burdens. And I've talked about them, you know, time from time to time, and time again in this room. You know, it just suddenly comes from nowhere, you know, because we're in this realm, you know. There's coming a time when we won't need to be in this soulish realm. You know, we are moving into the Holy of Holies. You know, we're getting into a place, you know, through transformation, we'll get into a place where we will be transfigured. Hallelujah. And, you know, we won't have to, you know, these things will have no effect at all. They didn't have effect on Jesus. You know, we're coming into that, you know, praise the Lord. And the Lord, he said, look, you know, let's read this. "The Lord of hosts has said it." He said, "As I have thought, so shall it come to pass. As I have proposed, so shall it stand. That I will break the Assyrian in my land and upon my mountains will I tread him underfoot, and then his yoke shall depart off of the necks of my people, and his burden shall depart off of their shoulders. This is the purpose that is proposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For the Lord, God of hosts, he has purposed it, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? The Lord said, look, I'm going to break the Assyrian. Assyrian is like a type of the Pharaoh, and it's a type of the devil, the type of the oppressor. You know, I will break the Assyrian in my land, and I will break him. And in my mountains will I tread him down underfoot, and I will cause his yoke to depart off of you, and his burden shall be taken off of your shoulders, saith the Lord. That's right. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am literally on fire here because, you know, the devil is in trouble. Once you know these things and you are able to assert your liberty, the devil is finished. You know, he wants to keep you in ignorance, keep you so you don't know the liberty that God has purchased for you. Isaiah 52, verses 1 and 2, you know. Some of the burdens, it's like everything's going well, and then all of a sudden, you just, one day, it just come crashing down on you. I mean, you're just burdened. You get up in the morning, you're heavy. Why? You were just rejoicing just yesterday. And it's cycles and these mood swings and so forth. Well, let me tell you something. We need to take on the nature of Christ. With him, there is no variableness or shadow of turning. What does that mean? Well, it means the Lord does not have mood swings. That's right. Doesn't have any mood swings. One day he's up, another day he's down. You know, those are called mood swings. You know, those are called variableness. Those are called shadow of turning. You know, that's us, not him. He is steadfast, unmovable. And the Lord, you know, scripture encourages us to also be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Be steadfast. You know, don't go up and down. No yo-yo business. One day you're up, the next day you're down. Now, why can't we just be, you know, flat in his presence? Praise God. So these little lift our upper, help our messages are supposed to help us, you know, shake off. You know, let's read Isaiah 52, verses 1 and 2. You know, these things are designed, these messages are coming and giving and sharing with one another every day. They are designed to help you shake off yourself from the dust and loose yourself from the bands around your neck. Awake! Awake! Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments. Why? You know, remove those ashes and those, you know, I mean, those torn clothes and those rags and so forth. Get rid of them. Put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Now, you know, I believe in deliverance and so forth. But I also believe in self-deliverance. You know, and when I was a young man, starting out very, very early, the Lord actually called me into the deliverance ministry. And I've seen a lot. Over the years, I also tried to teach people self-deliverance. That's what he's talking about here. You know, I mean, you can have a powerful anointed minister that can help you, you know, pray and, you know, get rid of those things. But you're going to have to learn how to do it yourself. But they can't be there all the time to pray for you. But self-deliverance, shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands around your neck, from those yokes and those heavy burdens. You loose thyself from it. Because the Lord has already done it. He has broken the bands already. He has removed the oppressor so that you can go straight and not be bent down anymore under the heavy burdens. But you, anytime the devil try to bring it back on you, you got to shake that off. You got to push back. In the name of Jesus, you got to lose yourself from the bands of your life, so you will not be a captive daughter of Zion. Why do you talk about daughter here? You know, why not men? You know, because we men have a lot of burdens. that the enemy tried to put upon the, you know, your burden in your marriage, your burden over your husband, your burden over your children, your burden over your work, your burden in the house, your burden outside. There's all kinds of things. You know, the devil, I mean, there's a target, you know, on the backs of our women, mostly. You know, I mean, that's why the women who get up in the morning and then they just feel this heavy weight, you know. But ladies and gentlemen, men and brethren, and daughters of Zion especially, here's what, you know, the Lord says unto you. You know, there is a story here in Luke 13 that the Lord, you know, said, you know, I mean, this story, you know, of course, the religious leaders of the day, you know, they don't like anybody to be delivered. You know, they rather that you continue, you know, in your bondage. And anytime Jesus did a miracle on a Sabbath day, and Jesus did a lot of miracles on the Sabbath day just to get under their skin. That's right. You know, he would do those things because he didn't care whether it was Sabbath or not. You know, he said, look, my Father walketh hitherto and I walk. My Father never ceased walking, and so I'm not going to cease walking, whether it's Sabbath or not. You know, and so on Sabbath days, he will heal, and then everybody will be grumbling and complaining. They didn't care. Sometimes they would even say, well, you know, there are 6 days that you can come and be healed, you know, whatever. But on Sabbath, no, you know. And Jesus said, my goodness, was angry at their, you know, the wickedness of their hearts. So there was this woman anyway. Let me read it to you. Luke 13 and verse 11. And behold, there was a woman which had the spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together. See, that's a heavy burden that been on this woman, bowed over, you know, so that she could in no wise lift herself up. She couldn't even stand straight. And that's what Leviticus 26 and 13 was calling out. I will cause you to go straight and not be bent over. This woman was bent over because of, you know, in this case, it was a spirit of infirmity, but you can call it heavy burdens too. You know, she too heavy for her to carry. So she was bent over under the weight of this thing. And when Jesus saw her, he called unto her and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And let me say to every woman that's in the sound of my voice, in the hearing of the sound of my voice today, woman, daughter of Zion, thou art loosed from thy heavy burdens. Glory to God. Amen. You are loosed. Because that's what Jesus wants for you. It is a devil that wants to put your neck in bondage. But the Lord said, you are loosed. And he laid his hands on her and immediately, I love that, immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Now, of course, the religious leaders, they didn't like it, you know, but, and the devil doesn't like it when you are set free. But the Lord says to you, woman, you are loosed this day. And don't put your neck, let the devil put these things back on you. The Lord makes you free. Hallelujah. Let's talk about these heavy burdens some more and so forth. In Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 6, and the Lord was talking about the kind of fast, you know, that he has ordained. And he said, look, this is what true fasting should do. You know, when we do a real fast, these are the things that we should get out of it. You know, he said, look, is not this the fast that I have chosen, Isaiah 58 and verse 6, to loose the bands of wickedness and to undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free and that you break every yoke. You know, so there are these four horns that come against the people of God. They are called bands of wickedness. They are called heavy burdens. They are called oppression and oppressing spirits. And they are called evil yokes. Oh, yeah. And the devil, he brings a lot of these things, you know, upon God's people. And but the Lord, he also has his own plans. That's right. He has his own plans. How that not only will he smash those things, he brings forth the anointing. There's a story in Zechariah chapter 1 He says here in verse 18, then I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. Well, and I said unto the angel that talked with me, what are these? And he said, well, these are the horns. I just mentioned there in Isaiah 58 verse 6. Those are the horns that are come to scatter Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem, and to pummel down the people of God. You know, those are those horns. You know, they are there to wreak havoc, you know, havoc against the children of God. Four horns. Well, let's see again what they are. You know, you can put this, this Zechariah chapter, put it side by side with Isaiah 58 and verse 6, and you'll see what those four horns are. They are bands of wickedness. That's number one. Number two, they are heavy burdens. Number three, they are oppressing spirits. And number four, they are evil yokes. Now, these are four horns that the enemy had dispatched, you know, to pummel down the house of faith and the children of God. That's what he does. And he sent them forth, you know, at those council meetings and so forth, go down there and put all these things upon them. And, what is the Lord's answer? Well, you know, that's not the end of the vision. He turned around again and then he looked. And then he also saw four carpenters. Well, this first time around, his eyes went to see four horns, but the Lord is going to turn his eyes and say, and now the Lord is going to show me, well, get your eyes off of those horns. I'm going to show you the response right here. So you see how he saw with his eyes the four horns. And then, you know, while he was wondering in his heart, the angel told him that these things are come to pummel down the people of God, and the Lord will show him God's response. Now, the Lord's going to show him four carpenters. And I said, look, what are these? What do they come to do? And the angel told him, see those four horns that come to scatter the people of God and to burden them down so that no man can lift up his head? This is what those things come and do. Read it carefully in this Zechariah chapter 1, you know, and verses 18, you know, through about 21 here. This, you know, they come so that no man can lift up his head. But these four carpenters, you come against those four horns to beat them down, spoil the spoiler. That's right. And to cast out these horns and all these demonic oppression that the devil put upon his people, you know, and make sure that God's people dwell securely. So there is the carpenter's anointing even on here this morning. Pummel the things that have tried to pummel down people of God, carpenter's anointing is here to free them, you know, and to push them back. You know how the carpenter, he's got the hammer and the anvil. You know, he'll pummel down, he'll beat down those horns. And the Lord's power is greater than the power of the enemy. Behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You can tread upon serpents, scorpions, and so forth. Praise the Lord. You know, so the carpenter's anointing, the breaker's anointing is here this morning. Break every yoke and break every chain. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, has anointed me to break every chain on here this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Come against those heavy burdens here this morning. Break the chains. Give the people a lifter upper. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Now, let's read Zephaniah chapter 3. And let's see what the Lord also says for us here. I'm going to read from verses 14 to about 20. Praise God. And see the answer of God. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Now, that's all our sisters here this morning. And all the brothers too. But God especially mindful of you women here this morning. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. For the Lord has taken away all thy judgments and so forth. Cast out thine enemy. Now, You know, the Lord says to you, he said, the King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee, and thou shalt not see evil any more. Hallelujah. In that day, he said, shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not, and to Zion, let not thy hands be slack. Well, in that day, saith the Lord, such as now, let it be said to all the people of God that are here, both men and women, both brothers and sisters, that the Lord is in the midst of you. Hallelujah. And let not your hands be slack. Be strong. For the Lord thy God, in the midst of thee, is mighty. He will save, and he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his law, and he will joy over thee with singing. Hallelujah. That will gather them who have been sorrowful, bring them to the solemn assembly, you know, everyone, you know, and so forth. You know, I was reproached with a burden and all these things. I'm going to bring them. I will unflee. You know, he said, look, I will undo all that afflict you. I will undo your affliction, saith the Lord. And I will save her that halted and gather her that is driven out. And I will get them praise, you know, instead of, you know, being thought, looked narrowly upon. God will now put the crown of praise upon your head in Jesus' name. Praise and fame and so forth all over the place. They will know that you are the children of the living God. God will be jealous to over you for his own name. Whereas you have been put to shame before, the Lord said now, you know, you will have praise and you have joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It is time that I will bring you again. And even at that time, I will gather you and I will make you a name and a praise among all the people of the earth. And I will turn back your captivity, saith the Lord. Even before your eyes will I do it. Amen. Glory to God. Now, there's a prophetic release here for you on here this morning. Get in under this cloud and it'll be well with you. Matthew 11:28. Jesus said it himself. He put it out like open invitation. All ye that labor and are heavy laden. Well, labor, it's okay to labor, but you should not perish under the labor. You know, if you labor and you're able to eat the good of all your labor, the Bible says it is a gift of God. But, you know, if you labor and, you know, labor so hard, and yet it's like you put a money in a bag of holes and nothing going for you. It's like from hand to mouth and still doesn't work. Well, that's vain. Psalm 127:2 tells you that is vain for you to labor so hard and yet still eat the bread of affliction. That's vain. Turn it over to the Lord. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Glory to God. Yeah. And he wants us to learn of him. You know, this is where the scripture tells us that Lord has his own yoke too. So we cannot be yokeless. Yeah, everybody is yoked to one thing or the other. You can be yoked to the Lord, yoked to the devil, yoked to all the devil's burdens, or yoked to the Lord. Come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. God's got a different kind of yoke. This is the yoke that, you know, if you are yoked with the Lord, you are, you know, clean escaped from the yoke of the devil. Paul even used this term, you know, true yoke feller in Philippians 4:3. He was writing to, you know, one of his friends in the ministry and so forth, referring to them. You know, so we are yoked together with the Lord. That's why the Bible says, be ye not unequally yoked together with the people of darkness, but rather be yoked to the Lord. So I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest to your souls. For my yoke is not like the yoke of the devil. My yoke is actually easy. The commandments of the Lord are not burdensome. They're not grievous either. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Therefore, you know, come unto me, he said. Hallelujah. Praise God. In a minute, well, maybe not a minute, but in a few minutes, I'm going to pray, you know, a release, a breaker anointing prayer over this room. Praise God. Now, in the book of John chapter 8, verses 32 and 36, Jesus would make some powerful declarations. He said, look, when you know the truth, like these scriptures that we're reading here for you today, that the Lord has set you free already, then that truth will make you free. Glory to God. The knowledge of the truth is what sets you free. You know, people think, you know, the truth will make you free. Well, not the truth by itself. You know, if the truth by itself will make us free, then everybody should be free because the truth is always out there. But not everybody is free. It is only the truth that you know that can set you free. You know, so when you know the truth, you'll be able to use it to your advantage. The truth of the matter is Christ has spoiled principalities and powers. Christ has made an open show of them. Christ has destroyed the works of the devil. He said it is finished upon the cross. And if it is finished, it is finished. You know, so that's the truth of the matter. Now, therefore, the Lord says to you in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1, do not, repeat, do not, you know, put your necks, you know, under the yoke again. Hallelujah. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Don't let the devil do it. The Lord has already set you free. And if he try to put it on you, cast it off and put it back, you know, on the cross. The Bible says, cast your burdens upon the Lord, for he careth for you. Psalm 55 verse 22 and 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7 says the same thing. Cast your burden upon the Lord, for he careth for you. Ma, I am going to pray, you know, because the Lord said, look, you have been called unto liberty. You know, this same Galatians chapter 5, you know, verse 13 will tell you that. You have been called unto liberty. Don't let the devil put you back into bondage. Praise the Lord. Now, there's bondage, there's negativity or captivity. People just bring evil thoughts coming to their heads. They just think the devil will just make you gloomy all of a sudden that you can't, it's stuff's happening and all kinds of things. No, we got to be intentional in rejoicing. Rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. And even when things are not going well, you know, the psalmist said, look, why are you cast down within you, my soul? I will yet rejoice in the Lord and praise him for the help of his countenance. Hallelujah. You know, Psalm 42 verses 5 and so on. He said those things. And he said, Habakkuk said the same thing. In Habakkuk 3:17-19, he said, look, no matter what's going on, everything is broken around me. Bankruptcy and everything. You know, things are not working. Lost all his investment and everything. He said, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. And I will joy in the God of my salvation. And the scripture we read in Zephaniah 3, he said, look, rejoice. Hallelujah. God will rejoice. God, the Lord himself is, you know, in your midst of you. He's mighty. Praise God. You know, so anything that's there to take away your joy. Remember, John 10 and 10. The enemy, the thief, he comes to steal your joy, kill your dreams, and destroy your life. But Jesus said, I am he that come, that you might have life, and that more abundantly. So I'm going to pray over the room right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now let's break some chains. You know, let's shed some of these unnecessary burdens that the enemy tried to put upon us. Praise God. And listen, you got to use wisdom too in not overburdening yourself with things that should not, you know, require you to go through that. You know, hallelujah. You know, sometimes we put things upon ourselves which we shouldn't, you know, and we worry about things we shouldn't worry about. You know, we let these things, you know, get us down. But I am going to pray today, break our anointing over this room. And then you must get up and use the liberty that Christ has already given you. That's what he said. Shake yourself from the dust. And don't sit in the dust. Don't put ashes on your head. You are the daughter of the king, for crying out loud. And the son of the king of kings, for crying out loud. It is a shame for a prince to wear rags and put ashes on their head. No. Take away those filthy garments, the Lord said concerning Joshua the high priest. Take those filthy garments away from him. Zechariah chapter 3. He said, you know, put upon him a fair crown, a fair mitre, and took the coals from the altar, you know, touch his lips like he did for Isaiah and so forth, you know, and, you know, cause his iniquity to pass away from him. Give him a change of raiment. Hallelujah. It's a change of raiment coming for you on here this morning. Now, we need to cast away those burdens. You know, there was a man, you know, a blind man one time cried to Jesus, have mercy upon me. They told him, shut up. And he cried out the more. The more they told him, shut up, the more he cried out. And suddenly, when he called for mercy, see, when you use the word mercy, you stop Jesus in his tracks. When this man cried for mercy, he said, Lord, have mercy on me. You cannot shut the ears of the Lord out against the cry for mercy. You can't do it. You know, everything else may not work, but when you call upon his mercy, that's going to work. And this man, when he called on the mercy of the Lord stopped. And he turned around, you know, and he said, come. And then when the Lord told the man to come, they told the man, the master bid you come. The man cast off the garments. They guided him and he went straight to the Lord, you know. Yeah, you need to cast off those filthy garments. The garments of heaviness and different things, you know, the burden of heaviness that the devil put upon you. Cast it off. So, I'm going to use this scripture this morning in the breakers anointing as I pray. Isaiah chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me on here this morning. For he had anointed me for such a time as this. Hallelujah. To bring this word of hope. This lift that upper message for you this morning. And the breaking of the chains and the casting down of any imagination that is against you on here this morning. Praise the Lord. And you yourself, you know, I want you to know that the Lord is giving you a change of raiment. You know, he's going to give you the garment of praise. That's Isaiah 61 verse 3. Instead of the spirit of heaviness and all these heavy burdens that the devil put upon you, praise will break that quicker than anything else. You know, so after I pray this morning, I'm going to engage the people to praise the Lord. Because praise, powerful weapon in your hands. I could break that thing faster than anything else that I know. It will break it too. The garment of praise will put upon you. And you will be called trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord. That he ultimately might be glorified. That's why he does these things. Now, let us pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Now, God has given you the liberty. The Lord said, I've brought you out of the house of bondage, that you should no longer be their bondmen and you should go upright. I've lifted the burdens off your backs and I've broken the chains. Thank you, Jesus. Now, there are still many chains and burdens that we may experience, but the Lord, he will give you, if you're still under the burden, you know, many jobs, burdened and so forth, time away from praising the Lord. And so God will give you the grace and give you the wisdom and the strategy also. You know, how would you like to work less and actually make more? Praise the Lord. You know, God can do it. You know, he can take two loaves and five fishes or five loaves and two fishes, or five fishes and two loaves rather, whatever it is, he can take it. It looked like nothing. But in his hands, it can be everything. So that's the difference. Some of our burdens come because of all these things, you know, too many bills to pay and too many things and sickness and disease to deal with and calamities on every side and bad news and so forth. I'm coming against those things this morning. The breaker's anointing, the carpenter's anointing is here to come against, you know, the oppressing spirits. Hallelujah. Come against the heavy burdens. Hallelujah. Come and break the chains that the enemy has put upon God's people. Glory to God. So, will you believe with me here this morning? Is this not what I have ordained, saith the Lord, you know, that you should cast away every burden. That's right. There's an anointing here this morning to break that burden and to give you victory. And in the next few days, God will show you how. Now, let's break the bands of wickedness. Let's undo the heavy burdens, and that ye oppressed may go free on here this morning, and every yoke be broken. Lord, I call upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit here this morning. The Spirit of the Lord upon me to break every yoke. I call upon the name of the Lord on here this morning for your children. I come against the bands of wickedness and the heavy burdens and the oppressing spirits and every evil yoke that the enemy have put upon, you know, our necks and the necks of your people. Now I command liberty, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Let there be liberty appointed unto the children of God on here this morning. Woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. Now, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, be loosed on such a day as this, saith the Lord? Ought not you, being a child of God, a son of God, be loosed? I mean, you ought not your head, I mean, your neck ought not to be under bondage. Therefore, lift up your heads, O ye gates, on here this morning, and let the King of Glory come on in. Now, I pray against the heavy burdens, and the Lord, you will give your people wisdom and strategy, hallelujah, on how to, you know, navigate and escape, you know, these things, to shake themselves from the dust and so forth. I pray for wisdom and for strategy. And remember, the Bible says that the Lord wants you to be steadfast and unmovable, not up and down, up and down. I come against this yo-yo spirit. One day the people are up, the next day they are down. One day they are, you know, they are floating in joy, and the next day they are burdened down with so many things. I come against those things in the name of Jesus. Losing the bands, oh God, even on here this morning, in Jesus' name. Now, the Bible says the Lord has broken the gates. Broken, you know, the gates of brass. Cut asunder the bars of iron. Now, every gate of brass that's holding back the people from entering into the joy of the Lord, and the gates of brass that are holding them back, that got them jammed in and hemmed in like a prison. The Spirit of the Lord, he said, is upon me to bust them out of prison. Yes, in the name of Jesus, to release those that are in prison. Command a release for the people of God this morning. Joy into your souls and hearts in Jesus' name. Now, you will not be afraid of evil tidings. The enemy will try to bring those things, but you will not be afraid. See no evil and hear no evil in Jesus' name. Glory to God. And think not any evil in your heart, neither speak any evil with your mouth. For the Lord has given you the tongue of the learned, that you may know how to speak a word in season, not only to yourself when you are weary, but to others that are also weary, in the name of Jesus. And call for the righteousness and the goodness of the Lord through the words that you speak. Hallelujah. Now, let the fire of God fall upon every demonic and satanic altar that the devil has raised up against the people of God. There shall be no divination or enchantment that will prosper against you. So I call the fire of God upon and against every altar that is negative, the altar, the satanic altars that the devil has pitted, you know, to trouble the people of God. Let them be burnt by fire in Jesus' name. Now, sicknesses and diseases, let them die by the fire of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And let the wisdom of God come on the people, that we may know how to care for our own health in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you for deliverance and liberty and redemption from the works of darkness that the Lord has given us. Now, when we call him Redeemer, we call him by his name. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Glory to God. Now, and I shall stand with him, Job said. And now, Lord, thank you for the liberty that you have commanded over this room today, in the name of Jesus. Now, can you feel his presence? Glory to God. There is a power of God that is present right now to set every captive free. Jesus spoiled that already. Took captivity captive and released the prisoners. Glory to God. Now, We will be prisoners only of hope. We will be prisoners only of joy. We will not be prisoners of depression. We will not be prisoners of sadness and sorrow and grief and sickness and disease. Hallelujah. We'll be yoked unto the goodness of the Lord. Surely, goodness and mercy will be yoked around you. Turn to your left, goodness is there. Turn to your right, mercy is there. You look over your shoulder, it's following you. The goodness and the mercy of God following you day by day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.